ஓம் பத்ரம் கண்ணே பஸ்ருணுயாம தேவாஹ பத்ரம் பஸ்யேமாக்ஷபர்யஜத்ராஹ ஸ்திரைரங்கை ஸ்துஷ்டுபாகம் சஸ்தனுபிஹி வ்யஷேம தேவஹி தய்யதாயுஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்த்ரோ வ்ருத்தஸ்ரவாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஸ்வவேதாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஓம் நமஸ்தே கணபதயே த்வமேவ ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் தத்வமசி த்வமேவ கேவலம் கர்த்தாசி த்வமேவ கேவலம் தர்த்தாசி த்வமேவ கேவலம் ஹர்த்தாசி த்வமேவ சர்வம் கல்விதம் ப்ரஹ்மாசி த்வம் சாக்ஷாதாத்மாசி நித்யம் ருதம் வச்மி சத்யம் வச்மி அவத்வம் மாம் அவவக்தாரம் அவஸ்ரோதாரம் அவதாதாரம் அவதாதாரம் அவானோசானமவசிஷ்யம் அவபஸ்சாத்தாத் அவபுரஸ்தாத் அவோத்தராத்தாத் அவதக்ஷிணாத்தாத் அவசோர்த்வாத்தாத் அவாதராத்தாத் சர்வதோ மாம் பாஹி பாஹி சமந்தாத் சர்வதோ மாம் பாஹி பாஹி சமந்தாத் சர்வதோ மாம் பாஹி பாஹி சமந்தாத் த்வம் வாங்மயஸ்த்வம் சின்மயஹ த்வமானந்தமயஸ்த்வம் ப்ரஹ்மமய த்வம் சச்சிதானந்தாத்விதியோசி த்வம் ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்மாசி த்வம் ஞானமயோ விஜ்ஞானமயோசி சர்வம் ஜகதிதம் த்வத்தோ ஜாயதே சர்வம் ஜகதிதம் த்வத்தஸ்திஷ்டதி சர்வம் ஜகதிதம் த்வைலயமேஷ்யதி சர்வம் ஜகதிதம் த்வயி ப்ரத்யேதி த்வம் பூமிராபோ நலோ நிலோ நபஹ த்வம் சத்வாரி வாக்பதானி த்வம் குணத்ரயாதீதஹ த்வம் அவஸ்தாத்ரயாதீதஹ த்வம் தேஹத்ரயாதீதஹ த்வம் காலத்ரயாதீதஹ த்வம் மூலாதாரஸ்திதோசி நித்யம் த்வம் சக்தித்ரயாத்மகஹ த்வாம் யோகினோ த்யாயந்தி நித்யம் த்வம் ப்ரஹ்மா த்வம் த்வம் ப்ரஹ்மா த்வம் விஷ்ணுஸ்த்வம் ருத்ரஸ்த்வமிந்திரஸ்த்வம் அக்னிஸ்த்வம் வாயுஸ்த்வம் சூரியஸ்த்வம் சந்திரமாஸ்த்வம் ப்ரஹ்ம பூர்பவஸ்வரோம் கணாதிம் பூர்வமுச்சார்ய வர்ணாதீம் சதந்தரம் அனுஸ்வார பரதர அனுஸ்வார பரதர அர்த்தேந்துலசிதம் தாரேணருத்தம் ஏதத்தவமனுஸ்வரூபம் ககாரஃ பூர்வரூபம் அகாரோ மத்யமரூபம் அனுஸ்வாரஸ்சாந்த்யரூபம் பிந்துருத்தரரூபம் நாதஸந்தானம் சகம்ஹிதா சந்திஹி சைஷா கணேஷ வித்யா ಗಣಕ ಋಷಿ ನಿಚ್ಛೃದ್ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಛಂದ ಗಣಪತಿರ್ದೇವತಾ ಓಂ ಗಂ ಗಣಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ ಓಂ ಗಂ ಗಣಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ ಓಂ ಗಂ ಗಣಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ ಓಂ ಏಕದಂತಾಯ ವಿದ್ಮಹೇ ವಕ್ರತುಂಡಾಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ ತನ್ನೋ ದಂತಿಃ ಪ್ರಚೋದಯಾತ್. ಏಕದಂತಂ ಚತುರ್ಹಸ್ತಂ ಪಾಶಮಂಕುಶಧಾರಿಣಂ ರದಂಚ ವರದಂ ಹಸ್ತೈ ಬಿಭ್ರಾಣಂ ಮೋಷಕಧ್ವಜಂ ರಕ್ತಂ ಲಂಬೋದರಂ ಶೂರ್ಪಕರ್ಣಕಂ ರಕ್ತವಾಸಸಂ ರಕ್ತಗಂಧಾನುಲಿಪ್ತಾಂಗಂ ರಕ್ತಪುಷ್ಪೈಃ ಸುಪೂಜಿತಂ ಭಕ್ತಾನುಕಂಪಿನಂ ದೇವಂ ಜಗತ್ಕಾರಣಮಚ್ಯುತಂ. ಏವಂ ಧ್ಯಾಯತಿ ಯೋ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಸಯೋಗಿ ಯೋಗಿನಾಂ ವರಃ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ವ್ರಾತಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ಗಣಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಮಥಪತಯೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆಸ್ತು ಲಂಬೋದರಾಯೇಕದಂತಾಯ ವಿಘ್ನನಾಶಿನೇ ಶಿವಸುತಾಯ ಶ್ರೀವರದಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀಮನ್ಮಹಾಗಣಾಧಿಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ. See, in this Ganapati Atharva Sirsha Upanishad, where we see Ishvara Swarupam or Ishwaram, Ishwar, we see the Lord Himself. They say Lord Himself, even though you use the term Himself and all that for want of expression. Actually, Lord is our self. In fact, our self is the Lord. When I say our self, every one of us can say myself is the Lord. When I say myself, the self of every individual is Bhagavan. Bhagavan eva sarveshu bhuteshu hriddeshe tishthati. Bhagavan eva sarveshu bhuteshu ಹೃದ್ದೇಶೇ ತಿಷ್ಠತಿ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್ ಅಹಂ ಹೃದ್ದೇಶೇ ತಿಷ್ಠಾಮಿ ಅರ್ಜುನ. ಇನ್ ಗೀತಾ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಹೃದ್ ದೇಶ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಎಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್. ವಾಟ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ನೆಗೇಟೆಡ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್, a non-negatable vastu obtaining as the innermost essence, as the very swarupam of the knower. Here is Ishwaraha Bhagavan, the Lord. Because the truth is the Lord. To say the truth is one, what is only the truth, and the truth is given Bhagavan Ishwara status, the truth is the innermost essence of all the beings. Here we have to say Bhagavan is our own Swarupam. Therefore, when we talk to, when we say all these mantras, you know, as how Bhagavan is, in fact, we are seeing our own Swarupam, how our Swarupam is. When we say, address Bhagavan, Tvam Gunatraya Teetaha. When you say, Oh Lord, you are free from all threefold expressions of powers known by three different names, Sattva Gunaha, Rajo Gunaha, Tamo Gunaha. You are free from all the gunas. When you say, you are saying that I the self am the pure consciousness, the Atma, free from all the gunas. This is the meaning you have to understand. Tvam avasthatrayati, tvam avasthatrayati taha. O Lord, you are free from all three senses experienced, means we have to see all the three states of experience, enjoy their existence on in me. And I, the self, am the pure knowledge, distinct from all the three states of experience. So Bhagavan actually is our Swarupam. Bhagavan Swarupam is our Swarupam. So Kalatrayatitaha, I am Kalatrayatitaha. Bhagavan is దేహత్రయాతీతః అయం దేహత్రయాతీతః. సో వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈస్ హియర్ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ యాజ్ ది స్వరూపం, ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ ఎసెన్షియలీ, అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ అవర్ స్వరూపం, దట్ వీ షుడ్ నాట్ ఫర్గెట్. అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ అప్ టు దిస్ మంత్ర, త్వం బ్రహ్మా, ఐ థింక్ వీ లెఫ్ట్, త్వం గుణత్రయాతీతః, త్వం అవస్థాత్రయాతీతః, త్వం దేహత్రయాతీతః, త్వం కాలత్రయాతీతః, త్వం మూలాధారస్థితోసి నిత్యం, త్వం శక్తిత్రయాత్మకః. సో మూలాధార స్థితః అసి త్వం నిత్యం, ఓ లార్డ్, యు ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ దేర్ యాజ్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ సబ్స్ట్రాటం, ది ఫోర్మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది ఫార్మ్స్, నేమ్స్ అండ్ ఫంక్షన్స్, యాజ్ ది సపోర్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. వన్ మీనింగ్. అనదర్ మీనింగ్ అగే, ది పవర్ అబ్టైనింగ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో యోగా, దిస్ ఇస్ అ పవర్ in the serpent, there is a coiled form there at the base of the vertebra, and which can be raised through practice of meditation, and which when this power, when raised, passes through the chakras and reaches the last chakra above, is called sahasraram, sahasra dalam otherwise, and then a person really will have some powers and all that, yoga shastram believes. And so we say it is that power, you are that power, doesn't matter whatever it is. Mooladhara sthitosi nityam tvam shakti trayatmakah, this is what I think we stopped last class. Tvam shakti trayatmakah, shakti traya atmakah, when you say the word atma means all pervasive, anything all pervasive can be said to be atma. But what if just absolutely all pervasive, which pervades everything, even the all pervasive space, is the reality, impravityam atma, which is the self of all the beings. And atmakaha means atma and atmakaha. Atmakaha means you are something which is of that. And here guna shaktitraya atmakaha means you are the one in the form of all the three powers. The truth alone is endowed with the power. There's no such thing called a power which enjoys existence independently outside of the truth reality. And therefore, that Bhagavan as the only truth is in the form of all the three powers. So, jalatmakaha tarangaha. Jalatmakaha tarangaha means what? A tarangatmakaha jalaha. Tarangatmakaha jalam. Tarangatmakam jalam means the water which is in the form of a wave. Tarangatmakam. Like that, we say Shaktitrayatmakaha means, O Lord, you are in the form of three powers. Tvam Shaktitrayatmakaha. So we don't need to go in search of Bhagavan anywhere. If you have the Jnana Shakti, you have the capacity to know that Jnana Shakti is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not the power, but all the powers are Bhagavan. Jnana Shakti is Bhagavan. Ichha Shakti is Bhagavan. Kriyashakti is Bhagavan. Even the power of inertia is nothing but Bhagavan. All the powers are Bhagavan. Tvam Shaktitrayatmakaha Tvam Yogino Dhyayanti Nityam. So, Yoginaha, meditators always meditate upon Bhagavan only. If only Bhagavan is the object of knowledge, we can call the meditation a meditation. And as I told many times, meditation is a mental activity. So it's a vyaparaha, manasa vyaparaha. Manasa vyaparaha means mental activity is called dhyanam, upasanam. And here, What should be the object of manasa vyapara mental activity? The object of action must be Bhagavan only. That's why Saguna Brahma, Ishwaraha, otherwise called Sagunam Brahma. Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha. Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha. So meditation is a mental activity, the object of which must be only Bhagavan, the Lord. If you meditate upon the Kashmiri apple or Simla apple, I meditate upon some picture, some flame, we cannot call it a meditation. We can call it some technique to improve your concentration, which is also useful and effective. So, dhyanam means object of focus must be Bhagavan. Only then you can call it dhyanam. And Saguna Brahma Upasana means the Lord, all the meditators, either meditate upon Lord as an object, in the form of a given object, or in any given form, invoke, or if they meditate upon any given object as an alambanam, symbol for Bhagavan, it is Saguna Brahma Upasanam. If the meditators see Bhagavan Swarupam as the very self, their own Swarupam, it is Nididhyasanam, contemplation. So mental activities, whether it is a Nirguna Brahma Upasanam, Nididhyasanam, or Saguna Brahma Upasanam, or simple meditation, Bhagavan, either people, yogis meditate upon Bhagavan Swarupam as their own Swarupam. Either meditate upon Bhagavan in any given object, in the form of any given object, it is Saguna Brahma Upasanam. And Saguna Brahma Upasanam is for mental purity and mental steadiness, and also for other accomplishment of other powers, etc. Also Arthakama Dharmas. And Nididhyasana is only for assimilation of the truth, assimilation of what I have been understood, which itself is moksha. Therefore, Tvam Yogino Dhyayanti Nityam. And who are you? All the devatas are none other than all the different devatas, preceding deities of all powers. Everything is only Bhagavan. It means we were Tvam Brahma, Tvam Vishnu, Tvam Rudras, Tvam Indras, Tvam Agnes, Tvam Vayus, Tvam Suryas, Tvam Chandramas, Tvam Brahma Bhur Bhavasvarom. O Lord, now we are addressing, you think Ganapati, you know, already Ganapati's Murti, what we have at home as a Gajanana, as a elephant faced Murti, which we have at home, is only an Alambanam, but actually we are addressing here the real Ganapati, Bhagavan, the formless Lord, the one formless abstract reality, which enjoys which lends existence to the whole Jagat, which alone is in the form of all the Jagat, which is shining in the form of all Jagat, that formless reality which is in the form of all the forms, and that Ganapati, the Lord of all innumerable countless groups of beings, that Lord here is Ganapati. We say, Tvam Brahma, you are the Creator, O Lord, you are Brahma. I taught you in Hamskul class, Nakaranta Pullinga Shabdaha, Nakarantaha Pullingaha Brahman Shabdaha is a Brahma in nominative case. Nakarantaha Apusakalingam Shabdaha, Brahman Shabdaha is what? Mute gender word. Okay, which is short, Brahma. In nominative, Brahma means mute gender word. Brahma means master gender word. And Brahma, when you say, it implies the Lord as the creator. And Brahma means the very reality which is of the nature of limitlessness. So here we say as a Lord, Tvam Brahma. Who is the creator of the universe? There is no creator. Bhagavan is not the creator. Lord is not the creator of anything here. But if we say the standpoint of the universe which originates, which comes into manifestation, which comes into being. So the universe becomes manifest. Becoming manifest is looked upon as the creation. And this becoming manifest is possible because of the blessing of reality in the form of very existence of reality. Therefore, the creative status is attributed to Bhagavan. Tvam Brahma, the creator of the whole universe is you. Nothing in the world which can exist outside of the reality. Tvam Brahma, Tvam Vishnu, Tvam Brahma, Tvam Vishnustvam, Vishnuho Tvam Vishnustvam. That's how Visarga becomes is. Visarga Sandhi, you will learn in Sanskrit class anyway. Tvam Brahma, Tvam Vishnustvam. Now Vishnu, not only the creator of the universe is you, the standpoint of the universe, where does this universe enjoy its status of being the existent? Where? How is it sustained? It is also what? So there's no sustainer of the universe other than Bhagavan. As a sustainer of the universe, Bhagavan, all pervading the whole jagat which shines in and through, which one who lends existence to the universe, thereby one sustains the universe is Bhagavan only. Even though Bhagavan is not the protector, Bhagavan is not the sustainer, there is no sustainer other than the Lord obtaining in the form of truth. Tvam Brahma, Tvam Vishnustvam, sustainer of the universe is you. Tvam Brahma, Tvam Vishnustvam. Should remember the word sustainer. The Vishnuhu is the name given because the one who pervades everything is called Vishnuhu. And the truth, Bhagavan as the truth pervading everything sustains everything. Just as wave, the water sustains the wave form, name and function. Just as the water sustains the form, name and function called the ocean. The gold sustains the form, name and function called a chain. You know, like without that, it will disappear. Therefore, the sustainer of the universe is Bhagavan Vishnu, the Lord known by the term Vishnu. Tvam Brahma, Tvam Vishnustvam, Rudrastvam. Now, what about the Rudraha? Rudraha also, actually the word Rudraha, I told you many times, the meaning Rut means unwanted. Unwanted is sorrow. And Rudam, Rutam, in objective case, Rutam, Dravayati. The one who chases away, one who drives away, one who removes the unwanted sorrow is called Rudraha. Rutam Dravayati. No, Dravati means what? It flows. Dravayati means you make it flow. Causative verb. No, Dravayati is a causative verb. Odachedal. Odachehiran. Virattiyadikiran. We say that, no? Dravati Dravayati. So, Rutam Dravayati. The sorrow doesn't go by itself. Bhagavan drives away itself. Therefore, Rudraha. And why Bhagavan is said to be Rudraha? Because the one in whom everything sorrow disappears means the one in whom everything resolves. Therefore, here the word Rudra as the remover of sorrow is said to be the one in whom everything resolves. Suppose not only the universe becomes manifest because of the blessing of the reality in terms of its presence, not only the universe is sustained by Bhagavan, the reality and same reality in which all the manifestation of the universe is, when you say the universe is nothing but forms, names and functions. You have to remember again and again and again, it's a subtle fact. Jagat is, what is this jagat? Jagat means jayate gachati iti jagat. That which is born and that which goes. That which comes and goes constantly, continuously is called jagat. When you wake up in the morning, jagat comes. When you fall asleep, jagat goes. When you wake up in the morning, Jagat comes. When you fall asleep, Jagat goes. Goes means what? There's a time it is as good as non-existent. So somebody is alive, Jagat exists for the person. If somebody passed away means what? Jagat doesn't exist for him. We think he doesn't exist for us. For him, Jagat doesn't exist. For people who are alive, the person who departed is not no more there. But I tell you one thing, for the person who passed away, for him the Jagat doesn't exist. He is there. Anyway, so similarly, Jagat is that which comes and goes. And this Jagat is also never Jagat. The forms, names and functions which constitute the Jagat can never become the knower of anything in the world. Can never become the illuminator of anything in the world. The Jagat is always an object of illumination. It's object of knowledge. Just as opaque things can never become the illuminators of light, they'll always be object of illumination. They can never become the subject of illumination. Similarly, the entire objective universe is ever an object of illumination, which means it always shines only after the light of consciousness. The whole Jagat shines only after the light of consciousness. It can never shine independently by itself. Okay, the proof is in deep sleep state, whenever there is no manifestation of knowledge, finished, the whole Jagat becomes what? Darkness, one darkness. Okay, one darkness, Ratri. I explained recently, Shivaratri. You know, darkness. Therefore, ignorance is all likened to a darkness because there's nothing is seen, nothing is there. Therefore, the whole Jagat, we say, it just as it comes into existence from because of the reality, the same Jagat, there's a time it becomes resolved also. And when it is resolved, where does it resolve? Where does this universe remain resolved? Odingi, yengu odingi irikkirathu. Where does this universe remain resolved? Even then, it is Jagat cannot go anywhere away from reality. Whether it shines, whether it doesn't shine. It has to enjoy where it has to be in awareness only. Therefore, it is said the one in whom everything resolves is also, the whole Jagat resolves is also what? Same Bhagavan. Bhagavan is said to be Rudraha, the one in whom everything, the whole Jagat resolves, the one by whom the whole Jagat is sustained, the one in from whom the universe comes into existence. So, Tvam Brahma, Tvam Vishnustvam Rudrastvam, Indrastvam, Tvam Brahma, Tvam Vishnustvam Rudrastvam, Indrastvam, Agnistvam, Vayastvam, Suryastvam, Chandramastvam. You are everything. Tvam Brahma, Tvam Vishnustvam Rudrastvam, Indrastvam, Agnistvam, Vayastvam, Suryastvam, Chandramastvam. Brahma, Bhor Bhavasvarom. This Brahma, also means what? Veda Shastram. What about the Veda Shastram? The whole entire one Veda Shastram. Rig, Yajus, Sama, Atharvana, four Vedas reduced to one word. Veda is also Veda, the only means of knowledge of the subtle facts. The only means of knowledge of arriving at the reality. Means of knowledge of the reality are Bhagavan. And that Vedashastram also is nothing but manifestation of knowledge. That Vedashastram also is Bhagavan only. Tvam Brahma, that because it serves as a means of knowledge of the absolute reality Brahma, Veda is also known by the term Brahma. Tvam Brahma, Tvam Vishnustvam Rudrastvam Indrastvam Agnistvam Vayustvam Suryastvam Chandramastvam Brahma. And another meaning of the word Brahma, you are the only absolute reality which is free from all limitations, which is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahma. Bhur Bhuvasvarom. And the Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha. Om. Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha. The Bhuhu stands for the Bhu Lokaha, where we live. And the Suvaha means the higher worlds, Swargaloka. And in between the Swargaloka and the Bhuloka is an intermediary space, is called Bhuvarlokaha. So Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. In fact, all the 14, the seven worlds above, the Chaturdasha Bhuvanani, there are 14 worlds, seven below, seven above. And we start from Bhuloka. Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Suvarloka. Bhuhu and Suvaha. Suvaha is the highest of the worlds and Bhuhu is in the middle where we are. We have both Punyam and Papam. We have to go below only Papam. We go to the world below. Don't ask me whether I know it. Shastram says, I'm telling you. Okay. Only Papam means we go below. Only Punyam means we go above. If you are a mixture of Punya Papams means, and you have very special body like human form, and we are here as mortals, Martyaha. So Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, all the worlds are what now? Bhagavan only. There's no world which is outside of Bhagavan. Now tell you where is Swargahai Bhagavan. All the worlds are in Bhagavan. And Bhagavan is there as your own Swarupa means all the worlds are you. Okay, there's no world which exists outside of you. That's the truth here. Bhuvasvarom. Tvam Brahma, Tvam Vishnustvam Rudrastvam Indrastvam Agnistvam Vayustvam Suryastvam Chandramastvam Brahma Bhurbhavasvarom Ganadim Purvamucharya Varnadim Stadanantaram Ganadim Purvamucharya Varnadim stadanantaram anusvarah parataraha ardhe endulasitam tarena raddham etattavam anusvarupam gakarah purvarupam akaro madhyamarupam Anusvarascantyarupam Binduruttararupam Nadasandhanam Sagumhita Sandhihi Saisha Ganesha Vidya Ganakarishihi Nichudgayatri Chandaha Ganapatir Devata Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om. So before we go to the actually Ganapati Gayatri mantra, there's another important mantra mentioned here, which is Gam is the mantra. Gam is another mantra for Om. So I will see the whole thing clearly. See, gum, if we take, first see the gum alone, then we go back to the whole thing. There is manuswarupam and mantra rupam, shabda surup. Just as om is a sound symbol of the Lord, gum is a sound symbol, another sound symbol of the Lord, gum. And just as akara, ukara, makara stand, have their own three places of the sthanams. In omkara, a is a guttural, u is a libial but middle, but is the proper libial. That akara and makara, having u, three letters stand for all the vowels and consonants of all the possible sounds, the meaningful sounds, all the vowels and consonants. Om actually is a symbol of all the sounds. Om symbolizes all the sounds producible from your gutter to the lips, between the gutter and the lips, between the throat, between this, the gutter, the lowest part of the base of the tongue is called jihva mooliyam, where exactly your tongue ends. Okay, the tongue, they say that end portion of the tongue is what you say, gutter, and that is where the a is pronounced. A is a guttural, is a libial. Between this gutter and the lips alone, all the sthanani are there. Sthana means a place of utterance. In English language also, it is the same. Linguist, any language can understand. All the sounds are here only. No sound comes out any part of the body, isn't it? All the sounds, imagine how beautiful and how important. All the jnanam, all knowledge, utterly any amount of knowledge of any subject matter, any discipline has to rise only in the form of thoughts. Jnana utpattihi jnana udayaha vritti rupenaiva. Jnana utpattihi jnana udayaha, rise of knowledge is always in the form of a thought. So manifestation of knowledge, rise of knowledge, manifestation of knowledge is in the form of a thought only. So vritti rupenaiva jnana utpattihi jnana udayaha. Okay, there's no way of knowledge, okay, manifesting. Knowledge rise, knowledge is manifest means only in the form of a thought. I mean highest form of manifestation I'm talking about. We also see how knowledge is manifest, the different lower levels of manifestation also are there. We'll see that later on. But now highest form of manifestation or higher form of manifestation of knowledge is in the form of thoughts. Only when the knowledge is manifest in the form of thoughts, that knowledge alone is communicated. That knowledge alone can be communicated. That alone can be transferred. That alone can be expressed in the form of words. And for the knowledge to get expressed in the form of words, I tell you, the most important is Saraswagdevi. Saraswati is called Vagdevi. Because all learning, all knowledge has to express in the form of words means, here, word is so important. If without the word, what could have happened? Thoughts would have remained unexpressed. Therefore, here we say, and all the sounds of, you know, which form the words, which form sentences, which get expressed, is communicated. It's all between this throat to the lips only. All the sound, just take one sound, akara, and this makara, they say all these two sounds stand for all the vowels and consonants of all the languages. And the all the words stand for the sentences, all the objects indicated by the words, all the objects, forms, names and functions constitute the whole Jagat. So Jagat is equal to forms, names and functions only. So here, similarly, Gam also, we say Om stands for the whole. Om is equal to Bhagavan, the whole. Here, similarly, Gam also, we take G also, G. We break it, G, consonant G, and then A, and So, Ig also is a guttural, A is also guttural, then again, is a labial. So, Gam also, like the Om, is something which stands for Bhagavan, the whole. So, Gam is the mantra swarupam, mantra rupam of Bhagavan, sound symbol of, another sound symbol of the Lord. And which Lord? Lord as the Lord of all the groups of beings. Look at the Lord as the Lord of all forms of groups of beings, then you say Gam, in whom everything, all the groups of beings are not outside of Bhagavan. It is Gam, we say. It's a mantra. And here, in this context, how can we, with subtle, I won't tell it today, this we analyze many times, how the Lord, many times in the class, I talked to you in the previous classes, see, the reality and its Shakti. Why do we give Ishvara's status to Bhagavan? See, Shaktihi, the power, the energy, is not something which is existent by itself. It doesn't exist independently. Really speaking, Shaktihi is only, we talk about it, what is only the reality. And the reality has naturally this power of becoming manifest and power of remaining unmanifest. Becoming manifest and becoming unmanifest. That power, where does the power of becoming manifest is? In reality. Where does it, and the manifest thing, again becoming unmanifest, the capacity to become manifest, to show and to resolve. It is inbuilt, it is naturally there. That power alone, here, that power alone here is called Maya. The name is given Maya. There's no, this not even, we don't need to think about it. We only, Shakti, reality is there. And we can never understand how this total power of the reality is. The total power of consciousness is. We can never understand. We ought to understand that power only from the standpoint of our own avidya. One has, as a human individual, can understand avidya. And through avidya, we can understand maya. There's no way of directly, really having complete understanding of what Maya is. So when you say avidya, avidya literally means ignorance. Avidya literally means ignorance, ajnanam. But in fact, we should know here, avidya is only a name given to the unmanifest power. Ajnanam or avidya, what we are translated as ignorance, is nothing but a name, a word used to indicate the unmanifest power of the reality. When the power is unmanifest, how would it be? The total power is unmanifest. How would it be to understand? We have to analyze our own deep sleep state experience. What is the deep sleep state experience? There is no knowledge of the existence of the self. There is no knowledge of the existence of the world. And that total ignorance is otherwise called avidya. That is what avidya. So what is said to be avidya from the standpoint of an individual, from the standpoint of the total, is called not by the term maya. And this power, if you ask, does avidya exist? Where does this avidya exist? Avidya is object of knowledge. Avidya being there is known. Even though you cannot talk about avidya when you are fast asleep, avidya being there is known. Avidya, therefore you can talk that there is avidya that is known to you even when you are awake. Therefore, avidya is object of knowledge means it doesn't exist outside of the reality. In fact, it is when you say there is stillness of water, there is still water. When you say there's still water, the stillness is inseparably there with the water. Between the stillness and water, there is no possessor-possessed connection. Which means possessor-possessed connection is not there. Means they are not separable. Between stillness and water, there's no possessor-possessed connection. Therefore, it is not separable. Therefore, stillness is inseparable from the water. And stillness is, still water is, means stillness is in the form of, the water is in the form of stillness. And the stillness of water is. Similarly, when you say there's avidya, avidya is nothing but the power remaining unmanifest. The name given to the reality with its power remaining unmanifest. So, this power of reality which is unmanifest and the reality are not even two, like just as stillness and water are not two different things. Avidya and consciousness, ignorance and consciousness, the pure knowledge and ignorance are not counted separable as two different things. The pure knowledge, the pure consciousness and ignorance are not separable. They're one, inseparably one. Just as water and stillness. One only. The power is there, never countable. Never does it have independent existence. And that is when the power of reality is unmanifest, the reality, then whenever power of reality is unmanifest, we can say the reality is there as the pure knowledge. It is not obtaining in any given, any form, which is the experienceable form. There's no form. No word can indicate any form. No function can be associated with the form. There's no form. There's no name. No function or form. Purpose associated with the form. There is nothing can, no form, but no differentiation of forms is possible because forms are not there. No differentiation of words is possible. No words can be used. No functions can be associated with. So this differentiation of forms in terms of its names, functions, nothing is there, undifferentiated. Unmanifest power of reality is, means reality alone is. When you say power of reality is unmanifest, means reality alone is without any forms, names and functions. That is when we give that reality is given a different name. That reality is looked upon as Ishvara, the Lord. Then the name given is అంతర్యామీశ్వరః. అంతర్యామీశ్వరః ఇన్ పురాణిక్ లాంగ్వేజ్ శివః ఆర్ ఈశ్వరః. దెన్ ద శక్తి విచ్ ఇస్ సెట్ టు బి ఇన్సెపరబుల్, విచ్ ఇస్ ఓకే నాన్ కౌంటబుల్, దట్ ఈస్ గివెన్ అ సెపరేట్ నేమ్ పార్వతి. Really speaking, there is no Parvati at all. It is only Shivaha. Okay. The unmanifest power separately is given the name Parvati, which cannot be, which is not even there. What is only Shivaha. But what has power? Parvati. Unmanifest is Parvati, Shiva Parvati. And this is the same reality when there is a manifestation of knowledge. The power is manifest, subtle form is given the name Hiranyagarbheshwara. And even then, the power of reality is not separate. Even then, it's not separable. Just as when the stillness undergoes a change, then waves happen. Then also wave forms are non-inseparable, non-separate from the water. Similarly, subtle manifestation also is nothing but the manifest power in the form of subtle form is also inseparable from the Lord. Then we give two different names. Subtle manifestations, the power is given the name as Saraswati, but the source of power, the power and its a source, the unmanifest power is Parvati. The source of unmanifest power is Shivaha. And the power and the powerful are inseparable. That just is, the source of stillness is water. Okay, even those was, it, they're inseparable. And similarly here, the subtle manifestation also is of the, is inseparable from its source. The source of subtle manifestation and the subtle manifestation are inseparably one. Then we give the name Brahma and Saraswati. And again, the total gross manifestation also is nothing but the same power is inseparable from its source. The total manifestation, source of manifestation and the total manifestation are inseparable. The source of subtle manifestation, the subtle manifestation inseparable. The source of unmanifest power and the unmanifest power are inseparable. Whether there's manifestation, subtle manifestation or gross manifestation or unmanifest, the power is ever inseparable from its source. Like what? The stillness also is inseparable from its source water, and the wave also is inseparable from its source water. Okay, therefore, we say it is not even countable, but still we just see this, no source. It is ever inseparable from its source. Therefore, we say, it is, when you look, if we resolve this power as mithya, then you can say what is only the reality, only Bhagavan. So Bhagavan is a one word which stands for the powerful with its inseparable power as the source of the power. And here the absolute power is what? The knowledge is the source of all powers, all powerful. Therefore, here, even three different names are given as Virat Ishwaraha, and we Lakshmi, they separate in Puranas. Yes, Lakshmi is the total gross manifestation and the source of which is Vishnu. Saraswati is the subtle manifestation, the source of which is Brahma, Hiranyagarbha. The unmanifest power is the Parvati, for which the source is Shivaha, which means the source of the power is one and the only reality. this what gross and subtle manifestations are nothing but manifestations of the same power. So we say three different functional names are attributed. Really speaking, Lakshmi, Saraswati, Parvati, or etc. are only just the personifications and names given to three different functional names attributed to the only power of power for which the source is the reality, the consciousness, and which is the very existence of the power, because outside of the consciousness, the power doesn't exist. Therefore, existence and consciousness, which is actually free from all limitations. Now we can understand how there's no form, name and function can limit this reality, because everything enjoys its existence in this reality. This is Lord the Whole. Therefore, gum actually, which is also what gum, gakaraha, akaraha, makaraha. Three sounds are there. Like ga is also guttural like akara, and akara there is also another guttural, and is the nasal, the labial nasal is also what? Labial sound, which sounds all the three, like it is like a omkara only, which is the sound symbol of the Lord of all groups of all beings, Ganapati, which means it stands for the whole. It means nothing is outside of Ganapati. All the groups of beings which are manifest are not outside of Ganapati. So the subtle beings also, not subtle aspects which are innumerable also not outside of Bhagavan. And even when they're unmanifest also, subtle and gross, everything is unmanifest also, is nothing but Bhagavan only. What was Bhagavan, what is Bhagavan, what is going to be is Bhagavan. And therefore nothing is destroyed, nothing is created here. It's only manifestation of what already was. And again, whatever is becomes unmanifest. And what comes and goes is the forms are subject to change. And because the very Shakti, just as stillness undergoes a change to become the waves undergoes change to become the stillness again. There's no creation of stillness, there's no creation of form, waves also. They're not destroyed also. When the stillness undergoes a change to become the waves, it is called change relative destruction. And when the forms undergo change to become stillness, it is also relative destruction. Change is relative destruction. Apart from change in terms of relative destruction, in terms of change, there is no such a thing called a destruction at all on the part of anything. Change is the only destruction. Change is looked upon as destruction. There is no absolute total destruction of anything here at all. And consciousness is absolutely indestructible, absolutely eternal. And the power is also what? Perennially eternal. Power also is anadihi, is also eternal. But because undergoes a change, constantly there's a manifestation becoming unmanifest. That is the nature of the power. And we say it is perennially eternal. And what about this spiritual wisdom? Not only Vedas, even whether it's a paravidya or aparavidya, whether it is any knowledge, mundane knowledge or worldly knowledge, no knowledge is outside of this Bhagavan. Everything is Bhagavan. And here, so gum also stands for Ishvara, Bhagavan, the whole. It's a Om, just as Om is sound symbol of the Lord, the whole. Gum is a sound symbol of the Lord, the whole, as the one, as the Lord of all groups of beings. That is said here, gum. And here, it also, there's a meditation also is mentioned here. It is not for us. The meditation mentions a Vidya, Ganesha Vidya means, Vidya also means meditation. We understand the word Vidya means knowledge. Vidya also means meditation. And this meditation here is not for for us, but still we can understand what this is. Nothing wrong here. Om Tvam Brahma Tvam Vishnus Tvam Rudras Tvam Indras Tvam Agnis Tvam Vayus Tvam Suryas Tvam Chandramas Tvam Brahma Bhurbhavasvarom Ganadim Purvamucharya Varnadim Stadanantaram Anusvarav Parataraha Ardhe Endulasitam Tarena Radham Etattava Manuswaropam Gakarav Purvaropam. So first it is said how it should be pronounced, because those days there was no written form, isn't it? In Vedic period there was no written form. Nothing was written. Everything was oral. Everything was taught orally. Therefore, they had to say, Gakara Ganadim Purvamucharya. What does it mean? First to say, Ga should come first. Purvam Ucharya. First utter the sound Ga. Ganadim Purvamucharya. Varnadim tadanantaram. Varna adim tadanantaram. Varna adihi means akaraha. See, it sounds something very big, huh? Nothing actually. Ganadim purvamucharya. So first, gana adihi and varna adihi. See, gana adihi, varna adihi. What does it mean? Adihi means beginning. The first. What is Gana Adihi? Kakha Gaghana. You know, that Gana Adihi. Gana Adihi, Varna Adihi. So in this, Ganapati, the Ga, is the Gana Adihi. Varna adhi is akaraha. Gana adhi gakaraha. Varna adhi akaraha. G and a. Gana adhi gakaraha. Varna adhi akaraha. Ganadim purvamucharya. Varnadim stadanantaram. First say ga. It means ig. Then letter A, add letter A. See, because those days there's no written form. They had to say everything orally. Which sound should come first? First sound G should come. Then the sound A come. Ganadim purvamucharya. Varnadim stadanantaram. Tadanantaram, afterwards akara. Ganadim purvamucharya varnadim stadanantaram anuswara parataraha. Then anuswaraha. What anuswara? It means g plus a plus anuswara. Makara. Okay? Makara only. Makara is denoted by anuswara. First g, then a, then anuswara. So, gakara, see, without writing on the board. Suppose I had to teach you gum mantra. How will you try to teach? First, which sound, in the mantra gum, in the mantra, there's a mantra, which is a ganapati, which is a symbol of the Lord of all groups of beings. Symbol of the Lord, the whole. And it Upanishad gives it, you know, first ga, ga. First may you pronounce sound g, ga. then pronounce the sound a, then add the sound anuswara sound. Ganadim purvam uccharya, purvam uccharya, having pronounced the g sound first, then pronounce a sound varnadi. Varnadihi is equal to akara. Ganadi is equal to gakara. Ganadim purvam uccharya varnadims tadanantaram. Tadanantaram means thereafter. After having pronounced g sound, then pronounce a sound. Without writing, without blackboard, chalk piece, pen, paper, nothing, the teacher has to make the sound understand gum, the mantra gum. And he says this much. Purvam ganadim uccharatu. Anantaram, thereafter, pronounce the akara. Then pronounce the anuswara. Now you add it now. What sound you get? Gum. Ganadim purvam uccharya varnadi im stadanantaram anuswara parataraha. After akara, thereafter anuswaraha. Now you totally get what? Ig plus a plus im. This is how you get this gum. And what is gum? It is the mantra swarupam, sound symbol of another sound symbol of the Lord, the whole, like Om. Okay, gum. Ganadim purvamucharya varnadi im sadanantaram anuswara parataraha. Anuswaraha, you know, the dot which you put on the top. Anuswara parataraha. Ardhe endulasitam. And it shines along with the crescent, like a, you know, it's a form which is like a crescent moon. You don't say it gum, you make it gung. Ing, G-A-N-G. G-A-M, gum. A gam also in English, isn't it? But G-A-N-G, how will you say? Gung. Gung. And then, gum here. Therefore, ganadim purvamucharya varnadi im sadanantaram anuswara parataraha ardhe endulasitam tarena raddham etattavam anuswarupam. So, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. So Gam, you add again Ganapati. You say Gam Ganapati. What do you say? Gam Ganapati. Gam Ganapati. Gang. G-A-N-G. Gam. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. You say Gam Ganapate, it's not wrong. Okay, but what is more right is Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. In Sandhir also you learn this. So now this is a mantra. It's a Ganapati Maha Mantra. Om Gam Ganapataye. Why we say now Ganapatihi? The Lord of all groups of beings. There's no being which is not included in any of the group. All the being must be, we must be part of some group or the other. So all the groups of beings are essentially one and the same reality. They were the only Lord of all the innumerable countless groups of beings. But now that Lord. And here, that Lord is the whole, here we go, the symbol of, the sound symbol of the Ganapati is what here? Gam. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. And this mantra also was revealed to Rishi, and his Rishi's name is Ganakaha. Ganakaha is the name of the Rishi to whom this mantra got revealed. We have to understand the concept of Ishvara through Upanishadic study to appreciate the meaning of this meaning revealed by this mantra Gam. Like how even Om, what is Om for other person? Doesn't make any sense. Om is Om. And only if you know Sanskritam, you know Akara is a vowel and Ukara is a vowel. They come together. A plus U is equal to O. O it becomes. Then Anuswara. And Akara is guttural. Makara is labial. And all these sounds, the organ of speech, now actually functions only here. All these sounds have to emerge only from here. All these sthanani, the place of utterances of all sounds are only here. Therefore, there cannot be any sound which is outside of this guttural sound, akara and makara. These two stand for all other sounds. The understanding. And you have to see, otherwise it doesn't make any sense. What is Om? Now, and all the sounds, vowel, every word, every form here, every form, doesn't matter subtle or gross, every object obtains in a given form. There's no object here which is not in a given form. It can be, it must be available for perception through any of the five sense organs. Means it is in a given form. It can be in a sound form, it can be in a form or a smell form, a taste form, touch form. Doesn't matter, all the objects are of some form or the other, obtain given form, and all the forms are definitely indicated by their corresponding words. There's no form which cannot be denoted by its corresponding word. Therefore, forms obtain all the forms, objects obtaining in all the forms are not outside of the words. And words are nothing but combinations of vowels and consonants. All the vowels and consonants are not outside of akara, ukara, makara. All the sounds are pronounced between gakara, guttural, and the gutter and the lips. Sthanani. In grammar, you will learn Panini. All sthanani means the places of utterance of sounds all here only. Lips to the throat. In between, including lips and throat, all the sounds are here only. Our vocal cords are here, isn't it? So, that Om is such a very profound, it says the whole world, Om stands for the whole world. Similarly, Gam also stands for Bhagavan, the whole. And one more thing is implied is, the existence of any object obtaining any form presupposes knowledge. Existence, before exist, what must be there? Knowledge must be there, only then existence is possible, isn't it? And what is knowledge? Word is expression of the manifestation of knowledge, and for the source of manifestation is the reality, the pure knowledge. Therefore, the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, Shuddham Chaitanyam, Shuddham Jnanam, is the source of all forms of manifestations of knowledge, and which alone get expressed in the form of words, and the words denote the forms, and the forms constitute the world. Therefore, Om also implies Bhagavan being essentially the pure Jnanam. Even though we say Akara, Akara stands for, even though we say Akara stands for gross manifestation, Ukara stands for subtle manifestation, Makara stands for unmanifest knowledge, unmanifest, and the source of manifestation is symbolized by pure the silence following the Makara, which stands for pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Do we say that actually it also implies the source of all knowledge is Bhagavan, the truth. Therefore, Gam also stands for what a Bhagavan, the whole. Hope I made it very clear for you. Which is, I have not made it clear also, don't worry, I will definitely make it much clearer next class. I was thinking, actually the whole paragraph now here, without writing, without pen, paper, slate, board or anything, chalk piece, the teacher has to make this one understand. Gakara must be there, Akara must be there, Anuswara must be there, together forms Gam. It's the name of, it is Bhagavan's, the Swarup, this is a sound symbol of the Lord, the whole. To explain everything, he has to say so many things. Ganadim purvamucharya varnadi im sadanantaram varna adihi akaraha gana adihi gakaraha. And purvam ucharya, first you pronounce the sound g, yes, gana adihi, then you pronounce the sound a, which is varna adihi, and thereafter tadanantaram, thereafter anuswaraha gam. Ganadim purvam ucharya varnadi im sadanantaram anuswara parataraha ardhe endulasitam. This anuswara shines how? With ardhendu. See, those days ardhendu means, now ardhendu we put a small, when in writing we write a small, like a crescent of the moon. Okay? But those days, there's no crescent moon written. The sound is like that. No sound comes in the mind. Ardheendu lasitam tare naradham etattava. And Ganapati is a tara. The mantra Ganapati is tara. I'll explain to you again that from that portion onwards, I'll take you from next week. At least you understood this much today. Gakaraha. Now we're going to say Gakara Purva Rupam, Akaro Madhyama Rupam, Anuswarascha Antya Rupam, Binduruttara Rupam. I explained to you what is Binduhu, what is Nadaha, everything we'll see next class. But understand this much, this Gam is the Ganapati mantra, which is a sound symbol of the Lord, the whole, and the Lord of all groups of beings. This is like the Omkara only, but still Om is very special, because Om is, very Akara comes there. Therefore, it is very special, but Gam also something very special. Something like Om. This my understanding is enough today. I'll continue the whole thing next class.